弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考神和他的子民立约。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we begin to study the covenants that God has made with His people.
我们来谈谈神跟他的百姓要立一个契约，这个契约是要给他们恩典，让他们得福气的。
So God had made covenants with His chosen people, and these covenants are ways to give Him blessing.
那个所谓的约就是契约，这个就是在圣经里面，我们一打开圣经看到旧约全书、新约全书里面所写那个约。
The covenant is the two testaments that we, the Old Testament and the New Testaments in the Bible.
所以其实整本圣经就是神跟人立约的一个文件。
And actually, the entire Bible is the legal contract where God had made covenants with His chosen people.
所以我们英文圣经看到那个约那个 testament 这个字眼，其实就是当时候拉丁文里面的，就是意思就是这个 covenant， 就是希伯来文的这个 covenant， 就是约。
So the testament in the Old Testament, New Testament in Latin means a covenant.
那这个就是我们在圣经，我们现在读《生命记》的时候，我们一直看到这个约这个字眼出现。
So that's why when we're studying the book of Deuteronomy, we continuously see covenants appear.
那个整个圣经里面有300多次，他就要提到这个有关约的问题。
And in the entire Bible, there are over 300 times where they mention covenant.
那所以今天我们在读《生命记》，刚好读到今天如果照进度读29章，就是要谈神借着摩西跟他的选民立一个约。
As we are reading according to the Sardis Church Bible schedule, today we'll be reading chapter 29 in the book of Deuteronomy, where it talks about how God through Moses makes another covenant with His people.
那所以这个约呢，其实就是一个神跟人沟通的一个途径，一个契约啦。
So this covenant is the way for God to communicate with His chosen people.
然后神要借这个契约来保证他对人的拯救。
And God through this covenant will promise how He will give His people salvation.
也是因为神跟人先定了这个契约，在旧约圣经里面，今天我们在新约这个时代，才能够借着耶稣基督的宝血得到真的永生的这个保证。
So it is because in the Old Testament, how God had already made a covenant with His people. That's why in current day, in the New Testament, we can be saved through Jesus Christ's precious blood.
所以今天为什么我们在安息日的时候，我们愿意把其他的事情放下来，然后到教会里面来敬拜神呢？守安息日呢？
And this is why on the day of Sabbath, like today, we are able to put away everything that we have on this earth to come and worship Him.
我们为什么会愿意放弃我们一些人想要做的事，我们一些事情会让我们肉体得满足的，我们把它限制不做，为了要遵守神的这些命令呢？
And this is the reason why we limit our fleshly desires on today, so that we can come to church and worship Him to keep our covenant with Him.
因为我们相信，我们借着遵循神的这个吩咐，他所说的这一段信息，我们可以将来可以得到天国的永生。
And this is because we believe if we keep His promise, we obey His message, then in the future we'll have salvation.
所以今天我们查考神跟他的子民立约，要让我们再一次的肯定神他是信实的，他所讲的应许都实现。
So today we're once again going to study this covenant to remind us that whatever God promises us will be fulfilled.
他要给我们最重要的这个最重要的东西就是这个永生是确实可信的。
So the most important thing that He will give us is this eternal salvation. This is to be believed.
因为约这个神跟他的百姓立约，这个约是写在他的名字底下。
Because this covenant that He had made with His chosen people is written under His name.
那在神的名字底下就是有功效的。
So if it is under God's name, then it will work.
就好像今天什么文件都很重视人要签名嘛。
So for example, all the legal contracts that we have today, we must sign them.
这个名字还要对，都不能够拼错了。
We have to make sure that all the spelling of the names are correct.
那只要在这个名字底下，你这个约就是要履行，那就是会实现。
So because all these names are correct, then the contracts you sign will be binding.
哦，所以现在神跟他的百姓立约，是在他的名字底下，这个约一定会实现，我们一定会得到这个约里面所应许的福气。
Because this covenant that God had made with His chosen people is signed under God's name, so everything in there must be fulfilled.
我们现在看提摩太后书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
我们请看第十一节。
Verse 11.
有可信的话说，我们若与基督同死，也必与他同活。十二节，我们若能忍耐，也必和他一同作王。我们若不认他，他也必不认我们。十三节，我们纵然失信，他能是可信的，因为他不能背负自己。
11. Here is a trustworthy saying. If we died with him, we will also live with him. 12. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. 13. If we are faithless, he will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself.
那这一段圣经呢，特别在提到，我们今天在主耶稣基督里面，我们是得到他的救恩跟永远的荣耀的。
So these verses right here represents that because we are within God today, we have His glory and His grace.
我们今天为什么来教会？
So why do we come to church today?
因为我们相信，在耶稣基督里面可以得救恩，可以有永生，可以有荣耀。
And because we come because we believe in Jesus Christ, we can have glory to have eternal life.
他若认我们做他的子民，我们就有盼望了。
If He recognizes us as His chosen people, then we have hope.
但是有时候人往往不太可靠，有时候人会背弃这个契约。
But oftentimes men cannot be trusted. We would disobey this promise.
因为我们人往往有很多理由。
Because men often have many reasons.
就是说，我们有很多借口，说我没有办法持守这个约。
We have many excuses to say we cannot keep this covenant.
但是对神来说，神他永远不会违背他所讲过的应许。
But to God, He will never disobey the covenant that He has.
因为神的特质就是他是守约施慈爱，他是信实的。
Because one of God's virtues is that He is true.
他不会说谎话。
He will not lie.
他只要定下去，他只要说过的话就会实现，因为他所讲的话是有能力的，他知道这个是可行的，他才会说。
Because His words are powerful and authoritative, so whatever He says will come true.
哦，所以现在我们今天看到神跟人立约，这个就是神给我们的一个保证，就是说他要拯救我们。
So today the covenant that God had made with men is a promise that He will save us.
那在圣经里面，在记载这个神跟人立约的时候，通常都有一个模式的。
In the Bible, whenever it records how God makes a covenant with His people, there's a
就是有一个 model， 有一个 form。
There's a model。
就是你看，就比如说今天我们在社会里面在订契约，不管是买卖的契约啦，或者是婚姻的契约啦，这个契约通常都有一个模式的哈，你不能够自己写说我只有这样子，那就不算数了。
So for example, in our society today, all the contracts we sign, it might be a purchase contract, it might be a marriage contract. There are forms and models that we must follow.
是双方都同意的。
It is an agreement between both parties.
然后最后都要签名的。
And in the end, you must sign it.
那在圣经里面，在讲神跟人在立约的时候，他也有一个模式。
So in the Bible, whenever they talk about the covenants that God makes with His chosen people, there's also a form.
通常都是要立约先起草这一方，他会先描述他是谁。
So the person who makes the covenant will first describe who he is.
然后他会先说明他已经做过哪些事的。
And he will explain what he has already done.
然后呢，他会要求现在你跟我立约这个人，你接下去要有什么有义务应该要遵守。
Then he will list out the requirements for the other party to obey.
那这个义务遵守之后会得到福气。
So if you obey, then you receive blessing and will give you rewards.
然后，但是如果违背了之后就会有惩罚。
But if you do not obey this covenant, then there will be curse.
那这个就是互相同意，最后好，这个写出来了，那同意，那就签名，那这个契约就成了。
So in the end, if there's mutual agreement, that this covenant is fulfilled.
啊，所以通常约就是会一定会提到应该要做什么， 然后会得到什么奖赏，如果不做，违背了之后会有什么惩罚。
So this covenant will list what you must do, and if you do them, there will be rewards for you. But if you do not do them, then there will be curses.
那我们现在请看《生命记》第四章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 4.
生命记第四章。
Deuteronomy chapter 4.
第四章，我们请看第二十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 23.
二十三节，你们要谨慎啊，免得忘记主你们神与你们所立的约，为自己雕刻偶像，就是主你神所禁止你做的偶像。
23. Be careful not to forget the covenant of the Lord your God has made with you. Do not make for yourselves an idol in the form of anything the Lord your God has forbidden.
好，这里特别这个摩西也在提醒百姓说，你们要小心啊，要注意啊。才不会忘记神跟你们所立的约。
Here Moses reminds the Israelites that you must be cautious, you must be reminded so that you will not forget the covenant that you made with God.
那这个约呢？他说，如果你忘记了这个约，你接下去有可能会自己雕刻个偶像出来敬拜了。
He says, if you forget about this covenant, then later you might start to worship idols.
我们现在跳过去看第五章的第二节。
Let's turn to chapter 5, verse 2.
第五章第二节说，主我们的神在何烈山与我们立约。
To the Lord our God had made a covenant with us at Horeb.
第三节说，这约不是与我们列祖立的，乃是与我们今日在这里存活之人立的。
Three, it was not with our fathers that the Lord made this covenant, but with us, with all of us who are alive here today.
第四章跟第五章这个地方所提到这个约，就是当初啊，神在西乃山上，这个西乃山或有一个名称叫做何烈山，那在那里让神跟他的百姓立约。
So this the verses here talk about the covenant that God had made with His people on Mount Sinai, and Mount Sinai is also Horeb.
那这个约是什么
？So what is this covenant？
我们如果看第四章的第十三节
，If we turn to chapter 4 verse 13，
来我们看比较具体的，他这里说。十三节，他将所吩咐你们当守的约指示你们，就是十条诫，并将这诫写在两块石板上。
13. He declared to you his covenant, the Ten Commandments, which he commanded you to follow, and then wrote them on two stone tablets.
这里特别提到说，其实神当初在西乃山跟百姓立的约，就是这个十条诫。
So as we can see here, the covenant that God had made with His people on Mount Sinai are the Ten Commandments.
那这十条诫命，后来又特别神用指头把它写在石板上。
And later, God specifically wrote these Ten Commandments on these two stone tablets.
那表示说是形于文字，然后是神亲手写的，那这就是永远不会废的。
So this represents that because God had handwritten these commandments himself, so these will never change.
那这个约啊，这个约是十条诫哦，十条诫命啊。
So this covenant right here are the Ten Commandments.
那我们从这个十条诫命里面来看神跟人立约的他这个模式。
So let's look at the form that God had used to make a covenant through these Ten Commandments.
他一定会宣告他是谁，因为在这个立约的时候，神主动提出来。要跟人立约，然后他会说他是什么，他是谁，然后他做了什么事的。
The covenant right here because God proactively made this covenant, so He will first explain who He is.
我们现在看第五章的第六节。
Let's turn to chapter 5, verse 6.
五章六节。
5, 6.
我是主你的神，曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的。
6. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery.
这个就是神的宣告，他说他是神。
This is
我是主你的神啊。
This is God's proclamation. He says, I am the Lord your God.
他先定义他自己是谁。
He first establishes who he is.
然后这个神曾经将这些百姓从埃及为奴之家把他领出来。
And this God had brought his people out of slavery from the land of Egypt.
就是他先主动给他们恩典，救赎他们离开那个奴隶之地。
He had already given them blessing to save them from this land of slavery.
好，有这个宣告之后，接下去第七节他说， 除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
After this proclamation, continuing into verse 7, he says, "You shall have no other gods before me."
这个就是在这个神的救赎底下，人应该要持守的义务。
So this is the under God's salvation. This is the requirement that men must obey.
他说，现在只有能够认他是独一的神，其他没有神了。
He says, you must recognize that he is one, the only God. There is no other God before him.
然后第八节特别说，不可以为自己雕刻偶像。
You shall not make yourself an idol.
好，然后到第十一节说，
11.
你不可以妄称主你神的名。
You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God.
我们再看到这个，接下去他这个约都是讲你不可以做什么，不可以做什么的。
If we continue on, we can see that you must not do something.
好，然后到了第，我们现在一直往下看，你会看到到了第十二节说，要照主你神所吩咐的守安息圣日。
Verse 12, you have to observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy.
啊，这个安息日也是被放在这个约里面的。
So Sabbath is actually included in this covenant.
好，看第十六节。
Verse 16.
好，他你要当照主你神所吩咐的孝敬父母，使你得福。并使你的日子在主你神所赐你的地上得以长久。
Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God hath commanded you, so that you may live long, and that it may go well with you in the land of the Lord your God is giving you.
你看到第五节的时候，他特别强调说，今天如果人去做这个，就会得一个奖赏。孝敬父母，他说就可以使我们得福，在世长寿。
So here in the fifth commandment, he acknowledges that if we follow his commandment, then this is the reward that we shall have.
好，那个这个就是一个，你看，如果今天人去做了以后，就得奖赏的这个模式出现了。
So this is the structure, this is the form today that if you do something he says, then he will give you a reward.
那这个就是神第一次跟他的百姓在西乃山所立的约，这个叫做西乃之约。
So this is the first covenant that God had made with his people, and this is called the covenant of the Mount Sinai.
那在这个西乃山的约里面呢，就是宣告十条诫命。
And the covenant he made at Mount Sinai are these ten commandments.
那当然，除了这十诫之外，神还跟百姓说了很多很多他希望百姓做的要求。
So of course, other than these ten commandments, God had said many things that he wanted his chosen people to do.
但是在这个要求底下，都附带的祝福，就是说如果这样做就会得福气。
But the list of requirements all come with rewards and blessing.
那当时候这个神跟百姓立约的时候，是特别呼召摩西上山去，神直接跟摩西讲，因为百姓他们不敢听到神的声音。
So this time when God is trying to make a covenant with his people, he had asked Moses to go up to the mountain so that God can speak to Moses.
然后摩西就把这些神的这些信息带下山来，跟百姓宣告了。
So Moses would bring all these ten commandments down to the mountain and announce it to his people.
那他摩西跟百姓宣告完之后呢？那百姓他们的反应是什么
？So what was the people's reactions after Moses has made the announcements?
我们现在看出埃及记二十四章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 24.
出埃及记二十四章。
Exodus chapter 24.
二十四章。我们现在看第三节。
24:3.
摩西下山，将神的命令啊典章都述说给百姓听。众百姓齐声说：“主所吩咐的，我们多必遵行。”
When Moses went and told the people all the Lord's words and laws, they responded with one voice: "Everything the Lord has said, we will do."
好，现在百姓听完之后，就一起说，他们是齐声说。好，神所吩咐的，我们都要遵行了。
So after the Israelites has received these announcements, they responded in unity, saying that everything the Lord has said, we will do.
当时候没有一个人有意见说，哦，这样不公平，这样子要求太多，所以我们不要。没有人有意见呢。
And at that time, no one said, "Oh, this is unfair. We don't want to do this."
他们听完摩西宣告的事情，都说好，我们照着做。
No one had an opinion. After they received the announcement from Moses, they said, "Okay, we will do this."
好，现在摩西就把这个约写下来了。
So then Moses wrote down this covenant.
所以现在第四节，摩西将神的命令都写上。清早起来，就在山下筑了一座坛，按以色列十二个支派立十二根柱子。
Moses then wrote down everything the Lord had said. He got up early the next morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain and set up 12 stone pillars representing the 12 tribes of Israel.
好，现在把命令写上之后，现在要筑坛，要献祭的。
So after he wrote down the covenants, then now he's going to build an altar.
那要献燔祭的时候，就要杀牲畜了。
So when he makes an
burnt offering,
and burnt offering, he must kill the animals.
那要杀牲畜就会流血。
So when they slaughter these animals, there will be blood.
把这个血收起来。
And we'll keep these blood.
第六节
，Six.
摩西将血一半就盛在盆中，一半就洒在坛上。
Moses took half of the blood and put it in the bowls, and the other half he sprinkled on the altar.
好，第七节说
，Seven.
又将约书念给百姓听，他们说。主所吩咐的，我们都必遵行。再讲一次。
Then he took the book of covenant and read it to the people. They responded, "We will do everything the Lord has said. We will obey."
好，他们现在听完讲完之后，第八节，摩西将血洒在百姓身上，说：“你看，这就是立约的血，是主按这一切话与你们立约的凭据。”
Moses then took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, "This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words."
我们就看到。在这一次很正式的立约里面，是有血做证据的。
And we can see that through this very official covenant that the blood is the witness.
一半的血已经先洒在这个坛上，献给神了。
We took half of the blood and sprinkled it on the altar for God.
另外一半的血就洒在百姓的身上。
And the other half the blood is sprinkled amongst the people.
然后他特别跟他说：“你们看，这个就是立约的血，神已经按这一切的话。”跟你们立约了，就是说神所说的这些要求，会有的祝福跟咒诅，你们都同意，也就这样成了。
So Moses said, "This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words."
那这个在这一次的这个立约里面很特殊了。
So this is a very special covenant.
因为我们从创世纪开始，我们看到神跟人立很多次的立约啊，其实神跟以色列百姓立约，这不是立约的开头了。
And through the book of Genesis, we can see many times God had already made covenants with His people. So this is not the first covenant God has made.
我们如果想那个神跟人立约这个整个历史看来哈，从一开头看呢。
So if we think about it and we look at the history of the covenants that God has made with His people.
一开始神造人的时候，造了第一个人亚当，把他放在伊甸园。
So at the beginning, when God created Adam, He put him in the Garden of Eden.
那在伊甸园里面，神跟亚当立一个约啊。
So at the Garden of Eden, God already made a covenant with Adam.
那个约就是园中所有的果子你都可以吃。
He says that you can have part of everything in the garden.
但是那园子当中那一棵分别善恶树上的果子你不可以吃，吃的日子必定死。
But he says you cannot eat the tree of knowledge because if you eat it, then you will die.
那个就是神跟亚当立约。
This is the covenant that God had made with Adam.
亚当后来就被骗了，他就违约了。
So of course later Adam was lied to and he disobeyed this covenant.
违约之后他就不能够住在伊甸园，你们他都被赶出去了。
So because he didn't keep his side of the promise, he was kicked out of the Garden of Eden.
本来神把亚当放在伊甸园里面是要让他永远享福的，然后是跟神亲近的。
The reason why God had put Adam in the Garden of Eden is so that he could be close to God for the rest of his life.
亚当是神特造的，是按照他的形象造出来，是要来分享他的荣耀的。
God is a man created after the image of God. Adam is the man created after the image of God, and he was to receive all the blessings from God.
所以人跟动物不一样啊。
So that's why men and animals are different.
因为人有神那一口气，有神的灵。
Because men have the spirit of God.
所以人有神的形象，人可以有神的智慧去分享神的荣耀，参与神的创造。
Because men are made after the image of God, so that we have the wisdom of God and to participate all creation.
所以神给亚当的约本来就是要给他永远跟神同在的。
So this covenant that God made with Adam was for him to be with God forever.
但是很可惜，亚当被约了。
But unfortunately, Adam disobeyed this
covenant. 所以亚当就不能够继续住在伊甸园，被赶出去了。
So Adam cannot continue to live in the Garden of Eden. He was kicked out.
那我们现在，所以那个神立约的那个证据就是那棵树了。
So the witness between this covenant is that tree.
好，那等到一直到了挪亚的时代。
Can we talk about at the time of Noah?
你看挪亚他被神拯救了。
Noah and his family were saved by God.
等到挪亚出方舟以后，神也跟挪亚立约。
When Noah exited out of the ark,
他的立约就是以后我不再用这个洪水去毁灭世界了。
God also made a covenant with Noah, and the covenant was, I will never flood the earth again.
神甚至讲了一段话，在创世纪第九章里面讲的。
In Genesis chapter 9, God has given a message.
然后最后神也给他一个证据，就是神等于像签名一样的。
So then God also gave him a witness, like how he signed the covenant.
他那个神的那个约，他那个证据就是天上的彩虹。
And this evidence, this proof, is the rainbow.
这个就是神跟挪亚所立约，他签名，这个就是以后就不会用洪水再灭这个世界。
And this is the proof of the covenant that God had made with Noah. This rainbow represents that God will never flood the earth.
那如果我们继续看下去，到亚伯拉罕、到以撒、到雅各的时候，神都跟人立约。
So we continue to look in the time of Abraham, the time of Isaac, and the time of Jacob, God had made many covenants with people.
到了西乃山的地方。
Then we turn to Mount Sinai.
这是神正式的跟他所救赎这群百姓用血立约的。
And this is the first time officially and formally that God had made a covenant with his people with blood.
那这个约就是神已经把他们领出来，从埃及领出来之后，要把他们带进去那个流奶以蜜的应许地，让他们世世代代可以承受做产业的。
And this covenant is that God shall bring them out of the land of Egypt, the land of slavery, and bring them into the land of milk and honey.
那当时候在旷野那个时代，他们亲眼看见了神的作为，他们也听到神的声音，他们也见证了神跟他们立约的这个整个过程。
So in the wilderness, the Israelites personally saw and heard the covenant that God had made with them.
那等到了40年过去以后，这一群人来到了约旦河东摩押平原。
So after 40 years has passed, the Israelites came to the land of Moab.
当初他们在西乃山下见证了神立约这个过程的那些男子，20岁以上的基本上都已经死光了，剩下两个。
So all the 20 years and older men at Mount Sinai all passed away except for two people.
就是当时被数点过的男丁啊，当然立位之外不算，就是可以出去打仗的被算过的这20岁以上男丁，40年之后剩下两个人还存活。
So except the tribe of Levi, all the men 20 years that were 20 years and older that were numbered all passed away except for two people.
那现在到了摩押平原这个新的世代，神特别吩咐摩西说，要再一次的跟百姓立约。
So when they come to the land of Moab, where a new generation is in place, God had told Moses, "We now once again have to make a new covenant."
那这个约是在他们进迦南地之前，神特别重申。
So this covenant is made right by God right before they enter the land of Canaan.
那个在我们生命记里面，这个叫做摩押之约。
So in the book of Deuteronomy, we can see that this covenant is the covenant of the land of Moab.
但是这个摩押在摩押平原所宣告这个约，其实不是新约，不是新的了。
But this covenant announced at the land of Moab is not a new one.
其实是神重申，他要真的接纳这一群人做他的子民，那他们要称他做神，这个只是在重新给他们提醒当初所立的这个约而已。
And actually, this is a new renewal announcement to remind the people that this is the covenant God had made with you. I shall be your God, and you shall be my people.
因为在《生命记》29章所讲的这个摩押之约，从头到尾神都没有出现，然后出声音跟百姓说没有神第一人称的表达。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 9, this Moab 29, this Moab covenant, God had never used himself as first person, saying I. God never appeared once.
但是这个约里面所要表达的内容，其实跟之前的西乃约是一样的，西乃山的约是一样的。
And the details of this covenant is the same as the one that were made in Mount Sinai.
只是在摩押这个地方重新提醒的时候，摩西特别把这个祝福跟咒诅的这个的结果讲得非常的详细。
It's that when this covenant was renewed at the land of Moab, Moses had emphasized the praise, the rewards, and the curses.
我们现在看《生命记》二十九章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 29.
二十九章的第一节。
29 verse 1.
这是主神在摩押地吩咐摩西与以色列人立约的话。是在他和他们于何烈山所立的约之外。
These are the terms of the covenant the Lord commanded Moses to make with the Israelites in Moab, in addition to the covenant he had made with them at Horeb.
好，第二节。
Two.
摩西就召了以色列众人来，对他们说了。
Moses summoned all the Israelites and said to them.
好，那这一开头，这里说是神特别吩咐摩西说，你现在在跟以色列百姓立约，是透过摩西去传达的。
So here, God had summoned Moses to make the covenant again with the Israelites.
他特别强调说，是这个是神跟他们之间在何烈山所立的约以外的。
It emphasized that this is the covenant that was made outside of the land of Horeb.
啊，因为这些对象当时候在场的对象已经不同了。
Because the parties at this time is different.
哦，那个目的也不太一样了。
And the purpose is also a little different.
因为现在就是要准备他们进迦南地以前，要再一次的去记住神所要应许给他们的，神真正向他们所要的，他们一定要记清楚才可以的。
Because this is when right before they're going to enter the land of Canaan, so this is to remind them that everything God says they must do.
因为等到进入迦南地之后，他们所面临的挑战跟在旷野的时候，跟在埃及的时候完全不同。
Because once they enter the land of Canaan, the challenges they face will be much different from the ones they face in the land of Egypt.
这一次重新再提醒这个约重点在哪里呢？它的真正的主题是什么呢
？So what is the main theme that God that made God to renew this covenant.
我们看第十三节。
Let's look at verse 13.
这样，他要照他向你所应许的话，又向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所起的誓，今日立你做他的子民，他做你的神。
13. To confirm you this day as his people, that he may be your God as he promised you and as he swore to your fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
这个其实在摩押这个地方所重申的这个约，基本上是神早就跟百姓应许过的话。
And actually, this covenant that was renewed at the land of Moab is the promise that God had already swore to His people.
也是以前神向他们的列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所起过的誓。
And it is the same promise that God had already swore to His fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
也就是说，神从这个万民当中拣选了这一群人做他的子民。
And it is to say that out of all the people, God had chosen this nation to be His people.
神要成为他们的神。
And God will be their God.
然后这群人要成为神的圣洁的民，要组成神祭司的国度。
And these people shall be a holy nation belonging to Him.
那这样的一个内涵。当初在西乃山下，神就这样子大声宣告过了。
And this detail was already announced at Mount Sinai.
我们看出埃及记十九章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 29.
十九章。
Exodus 19.
出埃及记十九章，我们现在看第三节。
19:3.
十九章第三节，摩西到神那里，神从山上呼唤他说。你要这样告诉雅各家，晓谕以色列人说。
Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain and said, This is what you are to say to the house of Jacob, and what you are to tell the people of Israel.
第四节，我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。
For you yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself.
第五节说，如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。
Now if you obey me fully and keep my commandment, covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasure possession, although the whole earth is mine.
第六节，你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。
You will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
在这一段圣经里面，就是当初神跟百姓立约，真正要达到的目的。
And this is the main purpose. Through these verses, we can see that this is the goal that God wanted to keep at the Mount Sinai.
跟《申命记》二十九章十三节，他所讲的，神说。你做我的子民，我做你的神是一样的。
So it is the same as recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 13, where God says, "I shall be your God, and you shall be my people."
那当时候，你看摩西他一路过来啊，跟百姓啊一再重复 强调这样一个概念。
We can see that through Moses, God had repeatedly emphasized this idea.
啊，其实摩西哦，他早就跟百姓他说，你们一定要跟神再重新立这个约。他说，你们现在就是神的百姓了。
But actually, through this whole time, Moses kept telling the Israelites, you must renew this covenant with God because you already belong to God.
所以你看，现在神的目的就是要这一群人，他从百姓万民当中选出这一群人，然后呢，要让他们做圣洁的民，成为神的祭司。
So the purpose that God wants to make here is that from all the people he had chosen this group, and he wants them to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
然后他要让这一群人超乎万民之上。
And he wants to uplift all these people above all.
所以当时候，我们今天如果看《生命记》的二十六章啊，其实摩西啊，他在宣告这个摩押之约以前，他就已经先跟百姓先讲过一次。
And actually, if we turn to Deuteronomy chapter 26, we can see that before he had made an announcement at the land of Moab, he's already spoke to the people.
因为这个约很重要，就是人本身要承认，要愿意。下决心说我要遵守，听从神的话，遵守他的话。
Because the most important part through this covenant is that people must make a determination to listen to God's commandments.
26章的16节开始。
26 beginning with verse 16.
主你的神今日吩咐你行这些律例典章，所以你要尽心尽性谨守遵行。
The Lord your God commands you this day to follow these decrees and laws, carefully observe them with all your heart and with all your soul.
17节说，你今日如果认主为你的神，应许遵行他的道，谨守他的律例、诫命、典章，听从他的话。
You have declared this day that the Lord is your God and that you will walk in his ways, that you will keep his decrees, commands and laws, and that you will obey him.
然后18节，主今日就要照他所应许你的，也认你做他的子民，使你谨守他的一切诫命。
And the Lord has declared this day that you are his people, his treasure possession, as he promised, and that you are to keep all his commandments.
19节说，又要使你得称赞、美名、尊荣，超乎他所造的万民之上，并要照他所应许的，使你归主你神为圣洁的民。
He has declared that he will set you in praise, fame and honor, high above all the nations he has made you, that he will be a people holy to the Lord your God, as he promised.
这一段就是神跟选民的约了。
And this is the covenant that God had made with his chosen people.
如果人认主做我们的神，
If people recognize and choose God to be our God,
我们愿意谨守遵行他的一切诫命、律例、典章。
And we are willing to obey all his decrees, all his laws.
然后神说他要照他所应许的认我们做他的民。
Then God said that as he promised, he will make us his people.
他要让我们得到称赞、美名、尊荣。
He wants us to receive praise, fame, and honor.
然后要让我们超乎万民之上。
He will let us be high above all the nations.
也就是说我们在神的眼中的价值跟其他人是不一样的。
So actually, in the eyes of God, we treasure much more than others.
然后这个价值出现在我们是按着神的旨意成为圣洁的民。
So in order to receive this honor, we must obey all His commandments and be His people.
是跟他的圣洁有份的。
And so that we could be part of His holiness.
所以跟这个世界的污秽就是有一个分别了。
So that we can be different from the filth of this earth.
那这个叫做神拣选的恩典。因为这个是神主动给人的。
And this is the grace that God has given us because He proactively gave us this blessing.
所以你看当这一群人成为神他所特选的子民的时候，
So when these people became the chosen nation of God,
他们就是神特别珍贵的了。
They are the most precious to God.
所以今天如果我们真的是神的圣民啊，圣洁的民啊，
So if today if we really are the holy nation of God,
我们所享受到的是其他人所没有的。
Then whatever we receive are not given to others.
我们的特殊性在哪里呢？
So what's our speciality?
看《生命记》三十三章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 33.
三十三章第三节。
33 verse 3.
三十三章三节，他疼爱百姓，众圣徒都在他的手中，他们坐在他的脚下，领受他的言语。
Surely it is you who love the people. All the holy ones are in your hand, and your feet, they all bow down, and from you receive instruction.
今天我们是神的选，我们是神的子民。
And today we are God's children.
我们就特别蒙神疼爱的。
And we are We are specially loved by God.
神把我们捧在他的手上。
God had put us in His hand.
你看今天什么东西我们把它捧在手上。
And let's take a look at today. What do we put in our hands?
我们很珍贵、很珍惜的东西。
It is the most precious things that we treasure.
我们知道这个东西如果没有小心保护，放下去会破掉的。
And we know that if we don't take care of this thing, then it might be broken.
他这里特别强调，我们今天成为神的百姓啊，在他的眼中就是这么珍贵。
So here they emphasize that it, because today we are God's chosen people, we are this precious.
他把所有的爱给我们，专爱我们。
He gave us all His love. He specifically loved us.
然后他还把我们放在他的脚前来领受他的信回。
He put us in front of His feet so that we can receive His blessing.
他把他的心意向我们显明了。
So He had revealed to His chosen people what He's thinking.
我们可以得到他的话语，我们可以得到他在话语当中所应许的福气的。
We can receive His words, and we can receive the rewards that were revealed in His words.
所以今天神他跟人立约这个动作，其实是非常非常重要的一个预表的。
And actually, this is a great symbolism that when God makes covenants with His people.
也就是说，在旧约圣经里面，我们所看到这样一个过程呢。
So that the structures that we see in the Old Testament.
因为在旧约圣经里面，很多时候我们都会发出一个疑问。那当初神跟人立约，那就是以色列人这一群人而已啊，这么少的人。
So as we're reading the Old Testament, we might question that when God made this covenant, He only made it with a few little Israelites.
我们就会有时候都会为其他人发出不平，那这样子不公平，那其他很多种族他们都没有机会吗？
So then we often think that it is unfair to the other people because they never had the chance.
但其实，在旧约圣经里面所表达出来这个信息是一个预表而已。
But actually, the message recorded in the Old Testament is merely a symbol.
所以我们说，整个圣经其实在说明神的救恩、主耶稣基督的救赎的工作的。
So the entire Bible talks about the salvation made by God and Jesus Christ.
那旧约圣经只是一个影子。
So the Old Testament is just a shadow.
真正的救恩的实体是耶稣来以后所带给我们看到这个真正的实体啊。
So the actual substance is in the New Testament when Jesus Christ had came.
因为主耶稣来了之后，他把这个神的爱就具体化，让我们看到了神真正的用意了。
Because when Jesus Christ came, we could see the true purpose and the true love of God.
我们从旧约圣经里面他讲这个神跟人立约是神主动给予的这个过程，这个重点来看。
So if we see through the eyes in the Old Testament where God had proactively made a covenant with His people,
我们所看到的约都是神主动给的。
We can see that all the covenants are made from God proactively.
也就是说，都不是说人有做什么好，然后有时候值得什么珍惜的，然后神说啊，那我来跟你立这个约了。
And it is not because men had done something good, so God said, "Okay, fine, I'll make a covenant with you."
其实人不管再怎么好，都在神眼中都等于没有一样。
Actually, it doesn't matter how good a person might be in the eyes of God. It's as if it's nothing.
也就是说，从神的整个永恒跟全能来看，人的任何的表现，好或坏，都不会影响到神的荣耀、神的圣洁、神的全能。
And through the authority and eternity of God's eyes, no matter if a person is good or bad, that will not directly impact God's glory and God's authority.
所以如果没有神主动的爱人，人其实一点都没有机会的。
And if, so that means if God does not proactively love His people, then we will never have a chance.
那所以现在这个约本身就是神主动的寻找，然后主动的赐给。
So this covenant is begun by God, where He proactively sought people.
那这个神跟他的百姓立约，这样一个过程，在新约圣经里面，就是主耶稣基督来跟我们人立他生命的血的约。
So, in the New Testament, then the covenant that was made was between Jesus Christ and His people through blood.
今天我们坐在这里是来敬拜耶稣基督了。
We sit here today because we come to worship Jesus Christ.
那为什么我们是这群有福气人能够坐在这里来认识他呢？
So why is it that we are this chosen nation, these people filled with blessing to come to know Him?
不是我们有什么特殊。
It is not because we're special.
其实是神的恩典临到我们，他拣选我们。
But it is because God's grace is upon us. He has chosen us. Let's turn to the book of John, Gospel of John 15.
约翰福音十五章。
John 15.
十五章，请看十六节。
Let's look at verse 16.
十六节，不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。
16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name.
其实我们今天看，你看，神他主动去跟他的百姓立约。今天在新约这个时代，主耶稣基督他主动来找我们，然后他也愿意跟我们立约了。
We can see that because God in the past had proactively made covenants with his people. In the New Testament, Jesus Christ also proactively came to make this covenant with us.
因为神是灵，是人不见的，人看不见的。
Because God is a spirit and people cannot see.
如果神没有向人显现，那人怎么可能找到神呢？
If God doesn't reveal to people, then how can we find him?
那神向人显现，他也要愿意把这个恩典给人才，那个人才有福气啊。
And even if God's willing to appear in front of us, He must be willing to give us the grace.
所以现在神，你看他来到人间，耶稣基督就是神的道成肉身，神成为肉身在人间里面。
So we can see that God, came to the earth, and Jesus Christ is the flesh form of God.
然后他来选召人。
And he came to choose his people.
他现在拣选的这群啊，他。他所爱的人啊。
And he has chosen the people that he loved.
那这些人他说让他们成为啊他的子民啊成为他的门徒啊能够领受他的训诲去结果子。
And he wants this group of people to be part of his nation, to be his disciples, so that he could go and receive fruits.
那主耶稣他现在他跟他拣选的这群人也跟他们立一个约的。
So Jesus Christ also made a covenant with the people that he has chose.
这个立约就是用他自己的血立的。
And this covenant is made through his own blood.
看马太福音二十六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音二十六章。
Matthew chapter 26.
看二十七节。
Verse 27.
这是在最后逾越节晚餐的那个时候。
And this is the last supper at the end of Passover.
主耶稣他跟门徒一起吃晚餐啊，吃饼的时候他拿起饼来祝谢。
So when Jesus Christ was eating, having supper with his disciples, he had offered the bread.
他把这个饼拿起来祝谢完之后就给他的门徒说你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。
So after he had blessed the bread, he gave it to his disciples and said, take and eat, this is my body.
到二十七节
27.
又拿起杯来祝谢了，就递给他们说你们都喝这个。
So he took the cup and offered it and said, drink it.
28节
28.
因为这是我立约的血为多人流出来使罪得赦的。
This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins.
那我们从这段主耶稣所讲的话里面就看到，现在神主耶稣拣选人，然后他要跟这一群被选的人立约啊。
So we can see through these verses that Jesus Christ has chosen this group of people and he wants to make a covenant with these people.
这个约是用他自己的血立的。
And this covenant is used by his own blood.
那这个血是要让人的罪得赦的。
And this blood is to wash away the sins of the people.
所以今天我们在主耶稣基督里面呢。
So today we are in Jesus Christ.
我们是相信了主耶稣他跟我们立这个约的这个证据。
We believe this proof that was made when Jesus Christ gave us the covenant.
所以我们相信在耶稣基督的宝血里面借着洗礼可以罪得赦。
So we believe that in Jesus Christ we can wash away our sins through his precious blood.
主耶稣基督设立圣餐 将他的身体跟他的宝血让我们吃，让我们喝。
And Jesus Christ has established the Holy Communion so that we can eat His body and drink His blood.
当我们的罪被赦免，成为圣洁，我们就是圣洁的民。
And so when our sins are forgiven, then we become a holy nation.
那最后我们就是跟神的、跟主耶稣的永生有关系的。
And in the end, we will be a part of God's eternal salvation.
所以这一群接受这个。神的这个约的人就成为他的子民， 就是进入他的永生里面承受天国产业的。
So these people who are part of this covenant with God will be His chosen nation and be part of His of His kingdom.
所以主耶稣基督啊，他特别一直强调说，在他里面有永生。
So Jesus Christ repeatedly emphasized that in Him there is eternal life.
今天如果我们成为神的子民
，If today we are part of God's chosen people,
我们就是天国的人，就是有永生的人。
Then we are part of these this heavenly kingdom, and we have eternal salvation.
我们从查考圣经里面就发现，真的在借着圣经里面，我们看到了主耶稣基督这个宝贵的应许，他跟我们所立的这个宝贵的约。
And as we study the Bible, we can see all these precious promises and covenants that God had given us.
我们愿意到他这里来的人都可以得生命的。
Whoever is willing to come in front of Him, we will have eternal life.
我们接着看一下约翰福音第五章。
Let's turn to Gospel of John chapter 5.
约翰福音五章三十九节。
5:39。
三十九节说：“你们查考圣经，因为你们以为内中有永生。给我做见证的就是这经。”
5:29 and come
39.
You diligently study the scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life. These are the scriptures that testified about me.
这个就是为什么今天我们来这里聚会，我们查考圣经。
And this is the reason why we come today to worship Him.
我们最后真的看到，在这里面，在主耶稣基督里面有永生。
Because we see that in Jesus Christ there is eternal life.
因为这个永生是用他的血立约立起来的。
Because this eternal life was a covenant made with His blood.
我们到他这里来得生命了。
If we come in front of Him, we will have eternal life.
所以愿主耶稣基督都可以帮助我们，能够真的看明他跟我们所立的这个重要的约。
So that I hope that we can really see this covenant that Jesus Christ has made with us.
我们愿意做他的子民，他要成为我们的神。
So that we are willingly to be His people, so that He could be our God.
我们最后可以得到神的永生。
So in the end, we can have God's eternal salvation.
今天早上先查考到这里。
So we conclude our service this morning.
我们一起来唱诗。441首。
441.